Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Masterpiece Life Conference Call Network. Tonight, your host for this evening is myself, Antonia Hoggins, and my dear friend, Sifu James Fu. And tonight, we're here to assist by having an eye energy transmission. And why an eye energy transmission is because I had noticed in myself and the people around me that we were all lately, in the past 2 months or so, complaining about just issues happening with the eyes, a lot of twittering, blurry vision, dryness, just things happening with the eyes. And when I started talking to people, we realized that we were all experiencing it about the same time, and that all of a sudden there was this kind of, you know, perceived deterioration happening. So we thought, great, this would be a great opportunity to make it our monthly energy transmission with Sifu James. So with that, welcome. Hello, James.
Hi, everyone.
Good. So, I know when we had first mentioned it, a lot of people asked if it was to do with the energy changes that possibly were affecting the eyes. So, James, would you like to comment a little bit on that, everybody? Is it just a physical thing that's happening right now, or is it also the energies that are people are feeling that are impacting eyesight?
No, I haven't experienced any changes, but
you haven't.
Okay. You should. No, I haven't.
Okay, because I have.
My eyesight is getting better.
Your eyesight's getting better. Okay, great. Because it was interesting. Because actually, when I sent out the email for it, I had a lot of comments also saying yes, please. That the people were also noticing the past 2-3 months. That they were experiencing different things with their eyes than before. And everybody's from very varied ages. So, you know, the usual thing is, the usual belief system is that as we get older, our eyesight kind of deteriorates a little bit. But I noticed that a lot of people were complaining about having issues with their eyes, regardless of age. So I was just wondering with the different energy transmissions that are coming in, if maybe that was impacting that as well.
No, I think it's because of all kinds of the outbreaks of the volcano.
The volcano.
Get out a lot of,
yeah.
I think that may cause some of the problem. Yeah.
Okay. So it's just putting a lot more particles into the atmosphere that's affecting the eyes more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Okay, that makes absolutely good sense. And then a question coming in is, since we always include loved ones or family members in the transmission tonight, in the transmissions, the question also asked us for tonight, can we also include pets or not? Because sometimes
sure.
You said yes,
yes,
we can, and sometimes you say not for specific ones.
No, this one is okay.
This one is okay. So this one you can include pets.
Yeah.
All right? So
mm-hmm.
For those of you that are new with us tonight on the call, how this usually happens is if you have loved ones, friends, families, or if you're assisting someone as a practitioner that you'd like to include in tonight's transmission, then there's two simple ways you can do that. One, you can either have their pictures, or two, you can just write out their name on a piece of paper. And when we start, Sifu James will let you know when to put your left hand over the pictures or the names, and then when to lift your hand. Now, if you are already live on the call, then there's no need to write down your name because you're already participating. You're part of the call. So, you know, you don't need to have a picture of yourself there, and you do not need to have your name written down. All right? Just making that a little bit clear. Okay. Anything you'd like to say, Dan, before we start? About specifically about what part? I know that when we talk about the eye, we're going into not just the front of the eye, but we're going back into the optic nerve. And essentially a lot of what we're doing is helping the muscles to relax and helping blood to nourish back, because what we tend to do is we tend to tense our eyes a lot, and then, you know, think of it as kind of like if you have a hose and you're planning on watering something, but if you keep pinching the hose, eventually the grass will dry because it's not getting the water. So part of what we're doing tonight is we're just helping the flow of the energy and of blood and of circulation in all matters, in all of the related parts that the eye is linked to, so that there's better flow. And then when there's better flow, then, you know, the eye gets nourished by the body. Is there anything specific you'd like to add to that, Sifu? About the
tonight
eye?
We'll try to fix several problems.
Mm-hmm.
If your eyesight is getting fuzzy, that's due to your liver.
Right.
If your cataract is due to your spleen, stomach, and the conceptual. If you have a red eye, that's you just have too much heart energy. If you have black spots, that's due to your kidney. If you have itchy eyes, that's due to your lung. Okay? Now, if you have glaucoma, that's you have too much pressure on the eye. If your bottom of your eye on the white part is red, it's due to your heart condition. If your eye bulge out, it's due to your thyroid. So tonight we'll try to move on and try to fix as much as we can, if time permits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? And just to note that we never really know how long the transmissions are. We've had them sometimes be as short as 5 minutes, and we've had them be as long as 40, 45 minutes. Sifu James will just start working and just relax through it. I will start by guiding you through a calming and a quieting of the mind process, just to assist you to phase into it, and then just put yourself in a relaxed position, whether that be comfortably sitting or lying down. Please do not be driving while you are doing this. And once the energy transmission is done, then Sifu James will say, okay, come back in, and we'll wrap up that. And then we'll go to the next part, which is feedback, comments on what you experienced. And Sifu James might have a tip for some people if they have questions, okay? So that's how this part will work. Also, a reminder that we have the Toronto retreat, which is coming up very soon. Actually, it's only 3 weeks away, which is the weekend of June 11, 12, 13 here in Toronto. All information for that can be found either on my site, which is masterpeacelife.com, on Sifu's site, which is James Fu, spelled F-O-O dot C-A, and at francodinicola.com. All three of our sites on the right-hand side, there's a little ad box where you can click on to get all the details for the Creating a New Template retreat that we are hosting here in Toronto at Kingsbridge Center in King City. So please do that. There's still space available. I know normally we host the Masterpiece Life retreat in July, and this year, because of all our schedule coordination, we're having it a bit earlier in June, and we love to have you there with us. So please do take that, and if you have any questions, let us know. Okay? So with that, anything you'd like to add in, Sifu, before we go start the transmission?
Okay. Have them put all the names and include it in the healing session.
Okay. So if you can take a minute now and just write down the names of all the loved ones that you'd like included in tonight's healing session. And if you can just do that, while I will reset the system so that then you can have the transmission on its own. Okay, so with that, everybody write that down or gather your pictures, and 1 second, and then we'll get started.